Shalom and welcome to the Word of His Grace, the radio broadcast of Reverend and Reverend Mrs. Reginald and Rita Adanivo, Senior Pastors of Green Pastures Ministries. We pray that the message you are about to receive will be a blessing to you and make an eternal impact on your life. God richly bless you. Nobody greater than
This message is a continuation of what was preached yesterday.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Somebody look forward to the reward. Whenever you are going through hardship, look forward to the reward. Because there is a reward. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
So the Bible is telling us that Moses decided to affiliate himself with the children of Israel, instead of staying in Pharaoh's palace and enjoying the hamburger and the sausage and the, the good things that they could have given. Because he was in the wrong place. Even though he would suffer, he decided that I will go to the right place where I will fulfill my purpose. So he chose to suffer affliction. There are times when we must deny some privileges just to please the Lord.
Yeah, so they go for any.
They try to give you something. You know that you are not supposed to have it, like that they have been talking about. You know that when you deny it, you suffer. But you are enjoying hardship. You still do it. Many things happen in our workplaces. Everybody is doing certain things. They are enjoying certain privileges. And you are not sure of the source of that thing. In fact, you can see that no, this thing is not correct. And then you decide that no, I will deny myself. We are enduring hardship. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
I pray that God will strengthen every single person here. At any point in time, in any season of your life, where it looks like you must go through some hardship. Now, when we are talking about hardship, let me say this. We are not talking about the things Jesus died for us to have. So, when you are sick, under attack of sin, you don't say that, hardship. For Jesus Christ. God can use anything to teach us. But that is not what we are talking about. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Now, there are some people who run away from hardship. It's not easy. This evening like this, I was sitting in the office preparing to come and share. Already now, the preparation was not easy. And as I was preparing, all of a sudden, the Lord said, this is not what I want you to share. I said, but the one I was preparing for before, he said it's for another time. I'm sure Daddy was seeing me, I was busy. But it's part of the training. Sometimes you are, why does God do that? He's training you. You've heard Daddy talk about it several times. He's training you, so you are ready at all times for anything. It's part of the training. So we don't run away from it. Because if we run away from the hard training, we cannot please our master. And if we don't allow ourselves to be trained, we'll find ourselves entangling ourselves in the affairs of this life. We'll find ourselves compromising at the least thing. But somebody who is able to endure the hardness we're talking about, there's some strength that comes into you. There's some inner strength that comes into you. When people are compromising, when people are saying it doesn't matter, when people are saying everybody is doing it, you find yourself standing strong. Because you have developed that strength and that spiritual tenacity to be able to withstand the things that are going on around you. May the Lord strengthen you tonight. I said, may the Lord strengthen you tonight.
Amen.
To go through the specific hard one we are going through. In Jesus' name. You see, there are some pickups. They've written hard body on them. They are very hard. It's not like, excuse me to say, some of the
plastic cars.
There are some, is it Japanese or Chinese? I don't know which country they come from. There are some that are very light. In fact, when you are driving it,
Korea.
A big truck passes by you, you feel it. Those ones, every small thing, the car.
I think TV.
But these hard body ones, some pickups like
same
that.
Way, no.
A car will hit you at all.
Oh, with my body, it's not and can no cry.
It doesn't even affect them.
And
but those kinds of metals,
sand
that kind of steel,
sand
those kinds of iron go through a lot of things to become like that. And God wants you and I to be ready to go through training and hardship. So that will become robust. So that will become hard body. Things are coming around us. But we are standing strong.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
There was a time Jesus was speaking. And the Bible says in John chapter 6 verse 16. The people who were listening to him, they said, "This is an hard thing. Who can bear it? What is this man teaching us? This is too hard. This is too hard." And the Bible says many of them went away. But people who turn around and leave, and don't allow themselves to go through hardness or hardship, can never be this as strong as they ought to be. Look at your neighbor. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, I want to conclude with a few encouraging scriptures. Romans chapter 8, verse 18. The Bible says, "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed to us." The sufferings of this present time, the persecutions you may be going through, the hatred from other people you may be going through, the gossip from others that you may be entertaining, the fasting that you may go through, the Bible says it cannot be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us, with the beauty that will begin to come out of you, with the power and the presence of God that will begin to show forth in your life wherever you go, and even the glory that is waiting for us. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
It cannot be compared. So when you are going through it and it looks difficult,
that's a weird thing.
Sometimes it's like there's no money in your pocket. And it is because of a decision you took for God. But you say, "I will go through it. I will go through it." It is not easy. It is a challenge. But I will go through it. Then you remind yourself that what I'm going through, it is a light affliction. That is what Paul says. It cannot be compared with what is coming. Because what is coming is far greater. It's far greater. There's somebody sitting here. You are tempted to break the fast.
But
the Lord strengthening you. Look up to the glory that is ahead. That your life will not remain the same after this. In the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 16 to 18. The Bible says, "Therefore, we do not lose heart. We don't get discouraged. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed, is being strengthened, is being refreshed day by day." And sometimes you don't even see it till after the fast. You
see that, hey,
there are some things that are happening in my life. For our light affliction. Everybody say light affliction. This is a light affliction. Light affliction. Should we ask daddy to add 2 days? Light affliction. Which is bad for a moment. It's working for us. It's working for us. A far more. Somebody say far more. Exceeding an eternal weight of glory. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal,
and
but the ones we don't see, they are eternal. So don't focus on how you are looking now. You may look in the mirror. You see, everybody takes fasting differently. I was telling somebody that those of us who have some weight already, it may not tell, even though somebody saw me and say, "Ah, mommy, you've lost weight."
But
it may not tell on us as much
who
as
said it's what is that?
Some people who are smallish. The other day I was teasing Pastor Stephen. Some of you are finishing. But it is for a cause. Somebody said it is for a cause. It is for a cause. If you have not joined, you are joining.
Praise the Lord.
So even though our outward man is perishing, to be wearing away the inward man is being strengthened. You are being strengthened spiritually. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
There are times when we go through things and people don't understand. Why are you putting yourself through all this trouble? If you don't fast, what will happen? Look at the food they have put on the table. All of us are eating. You alone. And people don't seem to understand. I remember when we went to Laura. People did not understand. We were on campus for 4 years. Finished campus. It was time for national service. And they brought us forms to fill. And we had trained ourselves. And generally, those in the prayer force that we were in, trained ourselves to allow God to lead us. So it wasn't a matter of national service. I'm sure Accra Central. No. Lord, where do you want us to go? Daddy was in a separate classroom. I was in my classroom. But God spoke to us. I signed up for Upper West Region.
Go to the north.
Upper West Region. He also came and said he also wrote Upper West Region. I said,
then one spirit.
We were posted. When we were posted, I was posted to Laura. And Daddy was posted to
Wa.
Now, there are two places in those days. Today, I'm sure it's far better.
Nah, is it there? Yeah.
But in those days, it was terrible. But Wa was better than Laura. Wa had at least electricity, water. Laura, there was no water. There was no electricity. You have to go to the borehole outside, fetch water, and come in. There was one generator for the whole town. They will put it on. Then when the light comes, you think some light
it's
like some lantern.
As a candle.
You can even not read with it.
Very
dim.
Then
it will go.
So
they'll put it on at 6 p.m. And then put it off at 12 midnight. So if the weather is hot, you endure the heat for the rest. Enduring hardship. But it's because we believe that is where God wants us. I remember I was given some one room the community, whatever. They gave me a room. So I was there alone. And you know, if you are not used to being alone, you are alone in some way. But I was alone. And I was enduring the hardship. I was going out sharing the gospel. Praying for people. Sometimes people would come to my room for Holy Spirit baptism. And we were doing the work of God. One day I was in my room. You see, the way those places are, usually thieves, that time, thieves and things don't come. So my door was not locked. The front door. So I was in my room.
On them, sir.
When I heard the door open, and somebody started madam, I said,
where they were?
Some drunk man
had
lost his way.
Sir,
into my room. I said, please,
Mr.
You know. But man has gone through many things.
I was
hardship.
So
just for the sake of Christ. Because we know he wanted us to be there. And after Daddy finished his 1 year national service, I finished mine in Laura. Then I went to Wa
and
for a while to start working. And then he was posted to Laura. And then we got married.
So back to Laura.
With all his issues and challenges. But we always thank God for that. Because the hard training God took us through, we can survive anywhere. I don't have time to tell you some of the things that went on. I know that he has told us a lot of them. But we thank God for those times. For the lives that were changed. For the people who got born again. Some of who still call us today. We just thank God. When we are ready to go through some discomfort and some hardship for the Lord, He will use us to touch the lives of people. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
We've talked about our nightly prayer. I'm just sharing with us some of the hard things we've gone through. Daddy has talked to us several times about the time when there was no food in the house for a very long time. And it was left with powdered pepper and beans flour. So we prepare some, they call it tumpani, and powdered pepper. Thankfully, there was salt. We add some salt. When you have to eat it with powdered pepper, and you come out. And I think I was pregnant at that time. But we went through it. And Daddy has shared with us several times. Later, we realized that, it was a test.
Okay,
we wanted to see what was happening. And the moment we passed the test, the
food
started coming from all directions. Amen. But we must be ready to endure some level of hardness, some level of hardship. We shouldn't sit in our comfort zones. It's time for evangelism. We love ourselves so much. As for me, I cannot go. When I look at my business, when I look at this, and all kinds of things. But we must be ready to endure some hardship. Because there's glory ahead. As I was preparing, later, the Lord started. I remember the night prayers we used to have on campus. On
Pajo
Stadium. We would stand in a big circle. We arrive at the park at 12:30 midnight. And the aim was to pray from 1 to 3. But many times we went beyond. And I remember. Rain or whatever. We were standing there praying. And I had some sweater that I bought in Germany many years before. But a very good quality, so it lasted till then.
It
was cream in color. And I'll wear this sweater. So it will be raining. The whole sweater will be soaked. It will be dripping. My hair will be soaked. It will be dripping. Everybody is wet. But we are holding hands and we are praying. Because what we are dealing with is too important for us to stop and say, go and look for shelter. We continue to pray. And it was hard training. But we went through it. Today there is nowhere we cannot be. That
will
be too difficult for us. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Sometimes when it's raining and you know somebody is holding an umbrella, sometimes I allow them, sometimes I just move by
the
time.
Like,
we are not salt. That's why Daddy keeps on talking about those who don't come to church when it rains. That's a big problem. Because if it's raining for 3 hours, we'll be there. And somehow God protected us. We didn't fall sick. He preserved us. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
You see, some of these things I'm talking about are minor light afflictions, things that are not very heavy that we are going through. There are people who are going through all kinds of affliction and persecution in various nations. Sometimes we must imagine if we were there, what would we do? The coming of Jesus is drawing nearer and nearer. Things are getting more serious. Christians are being more hated by unbelievers. And we must decide that whatever we must go through now, we will go through it. before or until, God forbid, something like that begins to happen. Proverbs 24:10. It says, if you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. So we are developing strength. We are becoming mature in the spirit. As we continue hearing the word throughout the month. It may not be so pleasant. It may not be something we'll be shouting and jumping about. But it is working something in our lives. We are developing strength. In the day of adversity, our strength will not be small. Our final scripture, Jeremiah chapter 12, verse 5. The Bible says, if you have run with footmen and they have wearied you, then how can you contend with horses? And if in the land of peace in which you trusted, they wearied you, then how will you do in the flood plain of Jordan? What the Bible is saying simply here, there are some things we may be going through now. For all you know, it is nothing. So it is training for where God is going to send you one day.
That could be.
Those of you who want to go abroad, where you have to be outside in the snow. Some of you you can't stand. But there is more. And you don't want to stay there, but God says that is where you must be. That is where you must be. That is where I want you to be. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
The Lord is our helper. Some soldiers entered a particular church one day. And when they entered one of these communist countries where they have underground churches, because you dare not worship in public. So they entered the place with their guns, weapons, etc. Then they said, anybody who is not a Christian, or you are here, you want to deny
Christ,
step aside, because we are here, we'll be shooting them. If you say you're a Christian, we'll shoot you right now. I'm sure initially they were all looking at each other. Then gradually they started to think,
hey,
shoot, pa.
Then,
and then one after the other, they started going. So there were a few left. So those few, the multitudes, they said, okay, so you have denied Christ. Fortunately, we will not shoot you. But you just go. Never step here again. And after the people had left, they told the people they met, we are also Christians.
Yes, we are Christopher.
We are the few Christians among the soldiers.
And
we're looking for somewhere to worship. But look at these people. They denied Christ. I know it's not easy. If you put yourself in their shoes, the gun is pointing at you. But those are the things some people are going through. And some are shot.
Yes.
Their parent, their wife, child, and then themselves.
Shot.
So the little we are going through is a light affliction. Somebody say it's a light affliction. And the Lord will continue to strengthen us. I pray that God will help you and I to go through this training. Go through it successfully. And come out stronger. Have you noticed that there's some of the strongest Christians are those who are found in difficult areas, like in the northern part of Nigeria. Difficult areas. The whole environment and society is such that you are either a serious Christian or you are not. There's nothing like lukewarmness there. Oh, they'll finish you right now. Or you find yourself compromising. When we're on campus, you could find some of the most serious Christians in Katanga University Hall. Because there were a lot of people misbehaving. There. I don't want to call them criminals, but naughty boys. So the Christians there,
and the Christopher
they were very serious. Because if you joke, you find yourself compromising. So it's important that we go through all that we are going through so that we become strong. Our body will become
hard.
Our spirits will become strong. No matter what comes our
way,
no matter what challenge comes
our way,
whether it's in your marriage, whether it's in your business, whether it has to do with your children, whether it has to do with a period of waiting, you have developed that strength inside you and you will go through it victoriously. And at the end of it all, you will see the glory of God. I say you will see the glory of God. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
I climbed up to the highest mountain, looked all around, couldn't find nobody.
God bless you for listening to the Word of God this morning. If you want to give your life to Jesus, I want you to pray with me and surrender your life to the Lord Jesus. Let's pray. Pray after me. Say, Heavenly Father, today I surrender my life to you. I confess that you are my Lord and Savior. I confess that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and personal Savior. I will serve you for the rest of the days of my life. Amen. If you pray this prayer with me, God bless you. Come and visit us and you will be blessed. Or go to any Bible believing church where you can hear the Word of God and grow. God bless you.
Nobody greater than you.
This program is sponsored by the friends and partners of the Word of His Grace,
SC Poetry Ventures,
and Tegas Cakes.
Who says you can't have your cake and eat it? Welcome to Tegas Cakes. We believe in the most quality and attractive cakes for every occasion. So are you looking for a cake for your wedding, birthday, Valentine, or even your bachelorette party? Then come to Tegas Cake, where we would custom make that cake for you. We also have our special velvet cupcakes, vanilla cakes, brownies, marble cakes, and so much more. So if it's anything cake, come to Tegas Cakes. Call us on 0249-197272 or locate us behind the Kent City Hostel, Kenton Cromwell and Senior. Visit us at www.tegascake.com. Tegas Cake. You order, we deliver.
I'm blessed. I'm so blessed. I'm so blessed. I'm blessed.
Do you need any surgical instrument, theater equipment, medical and surgical disposables? Are you battling with unpleasant body scars, stretch marks, wrinkles and the likes? No need to worry. SC Boche Ventures is the right place for you. We have latex and latex-free disposable and surgical gloves, syringes and needles, weighing scales, sphygmomanometers, manometers, skin staples and removers, mesh for hernia repair, thermometers and so much more. Call or WhatsApp SC Boche Ventures on 0246-323260, 0246-323260 or 0205-548550 for all your surgical and medical equipment and disposals. SC Poetry Ventures, the world at your doorstep.
We trust that you've been blessed as you listen to the Word of His Grace by Reverend and Reverend Mrs. Reginald and Rita Adanuvo. You can locate Green Pastures Ministries at the conference hall of the new site of
Najee's Angels Educational Center,
Santasi in Yunam Estate.
Our meeting times are as follows. Tuesday Word Encounter Service, 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Friday Zonal Cell Meetings, 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Sunday Celebration Service, 7:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. Kindly follow and subscribe to any of our social media platforms. Facebook, Green Pastures Ministries Ghana. YouTube, GPM Ghana TV. Instagram, Green Pastures Ministries. Twitter, at GPM underscore 2015. You can also join our Sunday service via live stream on Facebook and on YouTube.
For further inquiries, please contact us on 03220-85537 or 0242-032997. Thank you for listening. God richly bless you.